With all the statistics that the average media consumer is exposed to every day, it can be easy to miss the important detail of where the data comes from. Portland writer Andrew Holt says he's worried about the conclusions that people may draw from a particular fact or figure.
Do you think your alarm clock causes the sun to rise? Of course not, even though the alarm does go off right around the time the sun pops up. Just because two things often go together doesn't necessarily mean one causes the other, right? Well, you might wonder about the strength of that logic if you look at some popular notions kicking around these days. For instance, a recent survey of drug use, including alcohol, by Oregon Youth found that the kids who reported higher rates of substance use also tended to have lower grades and get in trouble more often. No surprise there. But at least one newspaper story about the survey stated that officials considered the results to be a wake-up call about the serious consequences of drug use by kids. Are they really? To be sure, drug use by kids is a serious issue. But to claim the study results show poor grades and brushes with the law are consequences of drug use means the survey proved cause and effect, which it did not. All this kind of survey can do is indicate what things tend to cluster together, not which is the cause and which is the effect. Indeed, it makes just as much sense to flip things around. Think about it. Are kids who frequently fail at school and have run-ins with authority more at risk for drifting into drug use? Seems reasonable. And what about things the survey didn't ask about, such as depression, poor family life, or even abuse? Wouldn't those problems tend to both hurt school performance and push some kids into self-medicating with alcohol and other drugs? I'm not just splitting logical hairs. Here's the point. If parents, schools, voters, and legislators jump to the conclusion that drug use causes all the other problems, then those other issues are likely to be neglected. And so kids who are depressed but can pass a urine test won't be recognized. Kids who are skipping classes because they're bullied by peers or even parents won't be assessed unless they get busted for possession. Kids who don't master reading and writing will be allowed to shuffle along as long as the drug dogs don't bark at their lockers. Misconceptions about cause and effect have serious consequences of their own. Think about it. The next time your alarm doesn't go off, and nonetheless, the sun pops up and workday begins.
The comments of Andrew Holtz, a Portland writer and health educator.